Taking place in mid-September, St John Welcoming Week features a number of events designed to celebrate culture and community in the city and introduce newcomers to the resources that are available to them in the area. The events taking place from September the 17th to the 20th include a new multicultural food shop hop tour to introduce residents of the city, new and old, to the diversity of international cuisines available in St John. The St John Local Immigration Partnership is coordinating the events alongside other organisations. Local 107.3 FM spoke with project manager with the St John Local Immigration Partnership, Catherine Melvin, about the week's events, as well as the importance of immigration to the city and ensuring that newcomers feel welcome in the region.
Welcoming Week is really a chance to showcase who we are as a community. We're a growing community, we're becoming more diverse, and we're becoming stronger because of it. So it's a week where we can take time to reflect on how newcomers contribute to our culture, our economy, and our neighborhoods, and remind ourselves that when everyone feels like they belong, our whole community thrives. As a community, the Local Immigration Partnership has different partners from different areas, all different settlement agencies, university, and together we have a little task force that has come up with a few different events for Welcoming Week. So the theme this year is the stories we share, and so we really wanted to go on some of those stories. On September 17th from 2 to 5 at the Trade and Convention Center is a welcoming expo. And that's an opportunity for if someone's new to the area, they can come and meet organizations that can help them in the community, engage with other newcomers or community partners. And it's also going to be a job fair. So there's opportunity if they're looking for work. On Saturday, September 20th from 12 to 4 p.m. in Quispam Sis, the St. John Newcomer Center is hosting their International Culture Fest in the Valley, which is an annual celebration of multicultural communities. On Friday, September 19th, it's one we're really excited about. It's called the Food Shop Hop, and it's going to be from 4 to 7 p.m. at the St. John City Market, and it is a free event. It's a self-guided walking tour starting at the City Market anytime between 4 and 7. People can pick up a little passport, and it has a map of different ethnic food stores in the uptown area. And for those who don't have stores in the uptown area, there's going to be some booths set up inside the City Market for those vendors. And there's also an iClick photography exhibit featuring images by local youth, and we're partnering with the Teen Resource Center with that. So in the City Market, people can go explore that as well.
Why is Welcoming Week important? And I suppose why especially in the context of 2025 and the world we're currently in?
The Local Immigration Partnership has just officially approved and are launching our regional immigration strategy. And this is just one of the key components of supporting newcomers in our region. So we know that integration and retention is really important. And so Welcoming Week really is an opportunity for locals and newcomers to come together and kind of build those relationships. And it's an opportunity for people to get connected. We want those who are in St. John to feel like they belong. We want them to stay because we know our community thrives and grows when we all work together. So there's different events for newcomers and locals to get connected. I hope they experience events that make them feel welcome, to meet other people, that they have the opportunity to share their stories and meet their neighbors.
How do you hope that longer-term residents in the city will get involved?
I hope long-term residents attend any of the events we have, particularly the Food Shop Hop and International Culture Fest in the Valley. Those are two great opportunities to learn about new cultures, to meet new people, and really get immersed in the multiculturalism that we're seeing in the city.
I mean, why is immigration important to St. John in particular? To the life of St. John, I suppose, you know, whether that be culturally or economically.
We know immigration is really important to our economy, but it also just helps us grow. It creates vibrancy, and it's an opportunity to be stronger with more diversity.
I did want to ask a little bit more about the St. John Local Immigration Partnership as well, and kind of what you do in general. What are you involved in?
We are working with community members who are helping newcomers and immigrants. So we have different working groups. We have an immigration strategy. So how are we working together as a community to help newcomers when they arrive and in their settlement journey and help them stay? Also working with employers to help them with hiring and supports. And we work with all of these community partners, again, to come together, to work together, to drive our immigration strategy forward and help newcomers in our region, help our region grow.
Going back to people who maybe have been here a long time, maybe their entire lives, I mean, what can we or they do to make people feel welcome?
Welcoming Week is about being a welcomer, and so everyone has a role to play in making sure everyone feels welcome in our community. So whether it's saying hello to your neighbor and meeting them, getting to know a little bit more of them, sharing food — food's a common thing that brings people together over cultures. You can, if you have a colleague who might be new to the region, get to know them a little bit more, get them involved in connecting with the community. I think it's all about helping break down those barriers. So with Welcoming Week, some of the events we're doing, it's, you know, food shop hop. If you've walked past a business and you've never stepped into it, take some time. We have this event specifically to do that. But over the long term, if you've, you can stop in and help create support for those local shops. Again, break down barriers, meet the owners, get to know their stories, understand cultures that are represented in our community. And it's really building that sense of connection and belonging. That's going to be the impact long term and help break down barriers. I think everyone has a role to play in that, whether you've been here, you know, 5 days, 5 years, five generations. I think we all have a role to play in that.
More information about all the events taking place in Welcoming Week can be found at St. John Local Immigration Partnership's Facebook page. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.